Let's do this so you can get some sleep.
Yes, please. Buy everything from Madonna.
You're listening to MLVC, the Madonna podcast, your place for all things Madonna Louise, Veronica Ciccone. I'm your unofficial celebration tour correspondent, Stefan. And today on the show, we are joined by Angela, who attended the past two nights of Madonna's celebration tour in Miami, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me, Stefan. How are you today?
I think a bit more rested and peppy than you might be today.
Yes.
Okay. So, we won't stay on forever because I know that you've had a very long past 3 days, and I'm sure you are looking for, you're probably eyeing your bed. You're like, I need to get in you.
Please.
So, we were having a little chit chat before we went live, but. So I had asked you and I said, we have to mention this on the show. So tell me about your tickets to the Celebration Tour. So you had tickets for all three nights in Miami. So you've already seen the first two shows. Third show's coming up on Tuesday. But where were your seats supposed to be in the venue?
For the first night, I bought the Where's the Party premium package, which is on the lower section on the right. The 100s. And for last night was supposed to be in the 300s, which is really high up.
Yes.
And for tomorrow was supposed to be in the back because I wanted to see the show I wanted to see her in front of me. Show. However, last week I was in Instagram and I listened to a radio station. It's called Magic 93.9. It was a random post. I didn't know there was a contest. No idea. I had my tickets because I bought them since the tour was released, January.
Right. So I didn't have tickets. A long time.
Long time. Well, we've been waiting. Miami's been waiting. We are almost the last to the second before Madonna goes to Mexico. So I was waiting. Okay, so... We went and commented something. I said, they were asking about what is the Madonna most important song. I said, like Prayer. Everybody was saying like Material Girl. And I said, like, this is a concert that is worth to see in Miami. That's it. That's all I did. And so 2 days after, I got a direct message from the radio station that I was a finalist to get hit tickets. I said, okay. I never won anything in my life, so I move on. They just asked me for my phone number. I put it. I was hesitant to put it, but I did. I checked. They had the blue check mark, so I did. And on Thursday, I got a phone call. They were asking me things. How old are you? How long you been in the country? Do you like the 80s? What type of music do you like? What type of artist? I said, well, I was growing up with Michael and Madonna. And the guy said, it's interesting because Madonna is coming. You know that, right? I said, yes, of course. And then he said, you won hit tickets for the 3 days. I was like, what? Wait, what? I was in shock. I didn't believe it, honestly, until I got the tickets on hand on Saturday. I didn't believe it. I was like, wait a minute, what? Did I what? Because I never won anything in my life. So I was like, and he asked me, we saw your Instagram and look, you are a fan, right? I say, yes, I am. Things happen. It's my first time seeing Madonna right there.
Well, so. That's amazing. Congratulations. I'm so happy that you had that experience. And I don't blame you for being hesitant, because I think the one time I got Golden Triangle for MDNA and her Gaio Ciri's team contacted me, and my friend and I already had bought a ticket, but I was like, I don't believe it. until that bracelet is on my hand and I am in that pit. And
exactly. So
when we were there, I was like, okay, now I can officially freak out.
Yes. Same happened to me. Same exact thing happened to me.
Well, so which pit was it? Is it Danceteria or Sound Factory, or they have
Sound Factory? So far, it's Sound Factory. I have both nights.
Okay.
For me, it's the best because you have is the best.
Yeah.
I don't know about the first one, but I heard the second one is the best.
So I had somebody mention to me that they had gotten a Danceteria pit ticket, and they were very excited, but I think it was in Tampa, they were in the Danceteria pit and there was a huge camera crane that was like in front of them, blocking them half the time. And they were really upset about it because I don't know if that's how it is in every location, just because I think each location has a different size and it's sometimes maybe the camera isn't as in obtrusive, but I felt bad for them because, you know, you go to the show expecting to have this fantastic life-changing experience. And then to have a camera crane stuck in front of your head the whole time, I would be disappointed too. You do not have that problem when you're in the Sound Factory pit. So
the same crane when Bud the Drag King was coming up.
Yes.
Same location was in the pit number one.
Yeah. So
maybe that's the same one. But this arena is bigger than Tampa. So maybe exactly. They have a better view.
Yeah, that's. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's just because like how the stage gets configured and what was it like being in the pit? That's the closest you've ever been to Madonna? Yes.
Yes, first time. Because the first time I saw her was in NDNA when she went to Colombia, uh-huh. And it was a stadium. So I was in seats, and so I was really far away. And the second time I saw her in Madame X, but I was on the second floor in the Fillmore in Miami. So I couldn't see her close up. So, yes. I mean, she's beautiful. I'm still in shock. And I was located and I didn't know anything about the pit. So I say, well, I'm going to put myself in this location and see how it goes. And it's the best one. It's where she goes out, Bad Girl, when she sees Bad Girl. Mm-hmm. When she goes out to celebrate Bitch and Madonna, mm-hmm. Die Another Day, you can see her putting the hat on, everything. Like you can see the backstage, the people running. Everything. You can see everything from that angle. I was happy. And I didn't know, like I said, I didn't know anything about the pit. So I chose a random place, honestly.
Yeah. Did you switch it up for the second night?
No, they gave me the pit for the.
Oh, no. I mean, did you switch where you stood in the pit on the second night?
No. No, I wanted to be there. I like that corner.
I was going to say, if you move for your third night, maybe, well, you can move around in the pit. I mean, I was moving back and forth all over the place.
Yes.
You should try to just keep your jacket there or something. Like, they'll hold your spot. Just go when she's doing Burning Up so that way you can.
Oh, I did.
And okay.
I got holy water on my dad right here. All of us.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
That's what I was.
Well, so let's talk about the first show, because the first show was a bit of drama going on the first show. What was happening? So it was the air conditioning was too cold for her. Is that?
Yes. But not for us, but yes, for her. So when she was singing Burning Up, there was a guy in front of her. He did something and she got mad when she was singing Burning Up. I don't know if you saw the video.
No, but that was the first time that she stopped. A fan?
I don't think he was a fan.
Okay. So maybe somebody like working at the venue.
No, it was an attendant, but she was not happy with what he said. So, and then, since then, that's the problem started. Then after she did Hanap, then she said, I wore my ass off. So I couldn't understand what was going on because I was in that corner. Yeah. But then the AC was too cold. And then I made friends with the security that was in front of me. And he's like, she's mad because the AC is on.
Yeah,
so stop the concert. He said, and the show is not going on. If you don't respect me. She was not having it. And to be quite honest, the crowd on the first night was not involved too much like the crowd last night.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd from last night was more involved with her than the crowd from the first night.
Yeah, I had heard a couple things. I had heard that if you were in the venue, it was very challenging to understand what was happening at that moment because, I mean, obviously when you see the video, you can now tell she's talking to the people in her ear. So she's yelling at the guys in the booth to be like, you know, tell, like she's having a conversation with them.
Yes.
But with when you, if you don't know that's what's happening, like I'm sure while the show's going on, people are like, who's she yelling at? Like, is she yelling at fans? Is she yelling at people in the audience?
And it was a bit confusing to whom she was talking to.
Yeah.
But then she was talking to the people from the venue directly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and then I thought it was very interesting how, like, look, we all have bad moods and we all have those days that sometimes one thing sets us off and then it's tough to sort of come back around. But I had also heard that the first show, it was a lot of like just wealthy Miami people who necessarily weren't fans and that sort of explained why like the crowd wasn't as sort of like on her side.
Exactly. Like she was kind of telling us or telling them do something. Like she doesn't like people to be sitting. There were a lot of people sitting. Mm. So that's what I'm saying. Like the first night, I didn't feel it either. I felt it for myself, of course. And the people in the pit, we all were jumping and hype. But outside, they were not engaging with her. And I think she was pissed because her speech was very short.
Oh, okay.
Two nights, she was thankful for her kids, for her children, that they're homeschooling, that they are working, but they're in school. But last night, she went more in depth because she felt comfortable with us. And she said something about that she's claustrophobic, that she likes big windows, but something happened in Atlanta in the hotel. And she was really having a deep conversation with us. She even said that sometimes she was like those thoughts of jumping out of the roof and everybody said, no. I said, no.
I know. So I did see video again of her second night and it did seem as if she was in a much better mood. And, I thought her speech for the second night was, I think she talked about how she was feeling depressed and how, she was looking out the window and at her hotel and how she's like, sometimes I feel like I should just like jump out. And, and then she said, I never would do that though, because I have my children. And, it was interesting. Like, I mean, look, we all have thoughts, we all get depressed. We all have those days and it's fascinating to hear that Madonna is a person, you know, like she has bad days and depressional thoughts. And so,
she doesn't look like that, but I'm glad that she's showing that she's a human being.
Mm-hmm.
That she's this big force called Madonna, but she's a human being and she has feelings. And she said, I see everything, I feel everything. And she was very emotional, but she didn't cry. But she was very, like, metaphorically speaking, she was very open to us. And she said Miami is a dear place to her. So that's why, because she lives here.
Yeah.
So I think she likes it here a lot when she comes here. Because she, I think she has so much memories. On the first night, she talked about Ingrid.
Yes, Ingrid Caceres, who was her Vogue ballroom judge. I was so happy to see the two of them bopping around together. That was fun.
But, oh boy, when Ricky Martin went last night, the whole arena went crazy. Crazy.
I'm sure. I was happy to see the two of them were on stage again together.
I was thinking it was Gloria Estefan at some point.
Because she was in the audience, yeah.
She was. So I said, and when Madonna did this, the Madame X screening that I went to in Miami, Gloria Estefan's daughter was there. Mm. And even Madonna, on a video from her bathroom, she thanked Gloria Estefan. So I thought, maybe it's Gloria Estefan. That she
I think
she
Ricky, was there Ricky Martin gets more news. He's people were more excited about Ricky Martin. In fact, I used to love Entertainment Weekly back in the day. Like, Entertainment Weekly used to be like the Bible when it came to entertainment news. I think they have taken quite a downfall now, because I just saw a headline from them on X/Twitter, and it was about his appearance on stage with Madonna. And they said, the headline was, Ricky Martin apparently gets erection on stage with Madonna. And I was like, are you kidding me? This is the news that you're reporting? Like,
you know who did it first? TMC.
Well, there you go.
TMC did it first, and then Entertainment did it.
Yeah. It's the pant fold. Like, when men sit, oftentimes the pant folds a stupid way. And yes, it can look like it's an erection. But I'm like, seriously, this is the news we're reporting about? Like, it's just so ridiculous. Like,
no, but the two of them were very engaging. David, he saw me. He said hi to me twice. He's, oh my God, David, he's so humble in how he plays the guitar. Madonna children amaze me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mercy, she's, oh my God.
It's so good, her piano playing.
That's why Madonna feels so proud of their children, because they're so amazing. And Esther, my gosh, and the whole crew, Bob the drag queen, he did an amazing job. He did, I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't see him too much on the videos on YouTube. I honestly didn't. I saw Bad Girl before seeing the show, but I didn't see how Bad bring the beginning of the start of Madonna history. But he was engaging with the audience really good.
Mm-hmm. I think he's a fun part of the show.
Yes.
So what were your favorite moments? I'm assuming you knew the set list and you knew what was happening in the show, because by this point there's no way I would have been able to wait from October until now. There's just no way.
Believe it or not, there's some friends of mine that they didn't see anything. They were like, yes.
Wow, good for them.
They were like blocking everything from Instagram. I don't know how you did, because in my feed, everything shows from every night. So
constant,
there's no
constant,
way.
Constant. I couldn't have avoided spoilers if I tried.
Yes.
I would have had to shut off all social media for until I saw the show. That's the only way I would have been able to get through it.
So highlights for me, the first one, Erotica.
Mm-hmm.
And the part that you throw me, that one, my gosh. Bad Girl. I was born the day that Bad Girl was released.
Oh, very nice.
So that's the reason why Bad Girl is very dear to me. So the day that I was born, Bad Girl was, I think it's a re-release, or is the release of a video, but something happened the day that I was born that Bad Girl came out. Die Another Day.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah. Sure. I met Madonna because of an app. So that was, when she did the spinning, the whole arena, crazy, nuts.
It's so fun. I love it. It's such a simple, it happens every
it's
show.
Something that she has when she spins around that makes the whole arena crazy.
I know. It's such a simple move, and yet everyone goes nuts. And it's, yeah, I think she's twirling and putting us in a spell, I think. That's
yes. Mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
She always, like, gets this sentimental when she sees her mom and she sings with her heart out.
Yeah.
And a lot of people didn't know about mother and father, so a lot of people were in the seats. But yes, those are the highlights, Beach and Madonna.
But oh, see, that's controversial because not many people appreciate the last song of the tour.
I do, because she does whatever she wants, and that's her song. And that's always going to be her song, whether we like it or not. But I like Bitch and Madonna.
It's a little attitude, and she's doing all that crazy choreography, and yeah. I think she's having a ball during that song, and I think that's fun to see, you know, like...
And another highlight that she says is her 70th show, I guess, 72nd.
Yeah, there's only a few left. So
a few left. So she said that.
Oh, she must have. She probably has this big calendar backstage, and she just like crosses off everyone after she does it. She's like, one more down, next.
One more down. Yes. But yeah, my Miami crowd here is very different because very Hispanic oriented. But last night I was very pleased to see all these people being engaging with her.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of them, like from upstairs all the way down, all of them were engaging with her, and she was happy and she was having fun with us.
Yeah.
More than the first day.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens, you know, like the audience gives her that energy, that's, she's going to give it back, you know, if the audience is just going to sit there staring at her with their arms folded, you know, then it's, they're not going to be happy. She's not going to be happy either, you know?
Exactly. So, yeah, but no, this is the best, like the scenario, lights, the transition. I wouldn't be able to be up there singing Need to Tell. I'm afraid of heights. I don't know how she does. I wouldn't be able.
It's high, right?
It's, I mean, high.
She's like 3 or 4 stories up in the air. Like, that's, it's pretty high.
I was trying to, please don't fall. I was not, instead of singing like Need to Tell or Real Life, I was like, please don't fall. I was more worried of her safety than singing Live to Tell, because I was like, oh, this woman is so high up. So I was more worried about her safety than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any eye contact with Madonna? Did she look at you, or did she come over to you at your position in the pit?
Yes. So, but it was like a glimpse. When she was singing Bad Girl, that she was having a drink. So she does this thing, and then she sits next to Mercy right there. But it was like a itty tiny moment, but I'm like, I'm happy. Like, I'm set for life. She saw me just this tiny. I'm beyond happy. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have, yes. Because she sees us, and then she... And I was right there. So the two nights, I think it was yesterday that she saw me. The first night, no. She looked on the back. So yeah, last night we had like a...
You had a moment.
Tiny moment.
Well, who knows? There's always tomorrow night as well. You never know.
You never know. It depends where I'm going to be located. Maybe I might change places. Maybe I might change my location.
You're switch it up a little bit so that way
a little bit, yes.
Yeah, maybe, you never know.
Yes.
That's, and for everyone listening and watching, Angela saw the show last night and then went to work this morning. So She's not suing Madonna for keeping her up late. She's just tired. That's all.
Vitamin water. Vitamin D. I went outside to see the eclipse.
Yes, happy eclipse day. I did not have any special glasses, so I just looked out my windows, not at the sky. I just saw that it was getting dark, and I was like, oh, okay, the eclipse is happening. That was all. Did you have the glasses?
I have to borrow them from my coworker because I was like, I need it. But yeah, from Florida, you see a little bit.
Yeah, it was pretty dark here. I heard people celebrating outside. Like, oh, it's almost gone, and this, but I didn't. I saw some pictures. That's about it.
Yeah, no, but I saw a little bit, but not as where like Texas and Nebraska, all those places. But Madonna was looking at the clips today, maybe. You know,
she was off today, so maybe she was enjoying it with her family. You never know.
She needs a rest. She deserves a rest. Listen, I'm tired. My legs hurt. My ankles hurt, are swollen. Look, Madonna, she has more energy than you and I together.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps doing it. That's what amazes me the most. And she moves the whole time.
Constant.
She doesn't stop. She doesn't stop. And she's 65. I'm like, wow. She's a machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So God bless her. This woman. And people criticize her. I'm like, no. I don't know what it took her to be here. Mm-hmm. And she's still here fighting and making herself known that she's here. Stronger than ever.
Yeah.
So. Agreed.
All right. Well, I know that you're looking to get into bed and have some sleep so you can be rested for Madonna tomorrow night.
Yes.
But before we let you go, as you know, there's a little segment on this show that we like to call the lightning round. Answers are meant to be quick off the top of your head, wherever you're at in your Madonna journey. Don't think too hard. Favorite Madonna song?
Nothing Really Matters.
Favorite Madonna album?
Confessions on a Dance Floor.
Favorite Madonna remix?
I like all the remixes. Steve Frozen, Standard Mids Club from 1999.
Yeah. Wait, what did you show me on your arm? Did you have some? Have You Confessed? Oh, very nice.
Yes, the Victor Calderon.
Uh-huh, yeah, it's a good one.
Version. Yes, very club, very high.
Favorite Madonna music video?
Bad Girl. David Fincher.
Yeah, so good.
Christopher Walker. Amazing.
Favorite Madonna tour?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's hard. But after seeing Madonna twice in that close-up celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Celebration. Favorite Everything Madonna- has changed after this tonight.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, you're right in front of her. Like I told you, once you get close, it's going to be hard to, like, I mean, God willing, she tours again like this. It's, you know, you're not going to be able to be in.
This is one in a lifetime.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's one in a lifetime. It is.
Yes.
Favorite Madonna movie?
I like A League of Their Own. Mm. However, I grew up with Body of Evidence.
Saucy.
That was the first movie that I watched from Madonna, and they were putting the... I'm serious. Jeez. They were putting the movie the whole every night at 10 p.m. So I grew up with that movie.
Oh,
so that's
funny.
My favorite movie. Believe it or not.
That's hysterical. Favorite Madonna look, and this can be from a music video, a tour, a photo shoot.
Mm-hmm. There's one. It's from W Magazine in 2010.
Okay.
It's like black and white. Mer-Alas. She's like, it's black and white and she has a cross.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, oh, yeah, that's great. That's a great
And she used the same background for the Super Bowl. And she sings well.
Yeah. That's a good one. Oh, that's, yeah, she looks fierce in that photo shoot.
She looks beautiful.
Yeah. Well, Angela, thanks for joining us on the show. If you'd like some followers on Instagram, you can tell everyone where they can find you on social.
Well, Instagram is KylieCicconi93. That's my only social
and
my
only social. And well, and you're posting Madonna stuff on there, right? You must have some photos and video that you're posting from the show.
I haven't posted it. I'm waiting for tomorrow and then I will take my time to post. But honestly, I haven't recorded too much because I'm enjoying the show with her.
Take a couple. Now that you've seen the show twice, just take a sneak a couple tomorrow, just so you have the memory of being that close to Madonna.
Yes, yes, for sure.
And remember, everybody, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at MLVC Podcast. If you'd like to donate to the show, we're on Venmo at MLVC Podcast, or smash that super thanks button on YouTube, and you can donate that way. If you've not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, tick that subscribe button so you never miss a video. 9 shows left, everybody. Counting down to Rio. We're going to be going live a couple more times before the end. But yeah, it's kind of weird thinking that it's finally ending. It's bittersweet. I'm happy that she's going to get some rest and be able to, you know,
recharge.
Yes, exactly. But it's been such a great tour.
Journey.
Yeah. Yes.
I remember when you guys were the first week after London and all of us, we were excited. Now it's like, it's coming to an end.
I know. So it went so fast too. I felt like when she started the tour, I'm like, oh, we've got months. And now it's like, we've only got a couple weeks.
Yes.
All right, Angela, stay where you're at. Everyone, thanks for joining us tonight. Until next time.